Yesterday morning, Senator Russ Decker voted yes on the committee that advanced the no-raise union contracts to the full legislature. But when it came time for the full Senate to vote last night, Decker flipped, voting no on each one. During his short speech on the Senate floor, Decker placed the blame on Governor Jim Doyle, whose office negotiated the deals.
If these contracts had been brought to us before the election, as they should have been, this would have been an entirely different situation.
Decker lost his own Senate seat in November, which means last night's speech was probably the last of his 20-year career. He referenced the election in his remarks.
While I would obviously like to see a different outcome in the election, both for myself and my Democratic colleagues, the people of Wisconsin have spoken, and they have said they want someone else to make these decisions for them.
Decker's Democratic colleagues were astounded. Senator Bob Jauch accused Decker of voting the way he did because he was angling for a new job. Jauch called it the most selfish act he's seen during his time in the legislature.
He's been here for almost 20 years, and he will be remembered by this one sad moment in life. That's a shame. But what he did to the workers of the state is unconscionable.
Democrats left the session open, so there's still technically a chance they could come back to Madison to approve these contracts before they lose power on January 3rd. Otherwise, unions will have to renegotiate with Republican Governor-elect Scott Walker, who has said he wants more concessions when it comes to employee benefits. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.